This is called Healing in the Gospels, Part 1. I haven't taught on healing in a while. And actually, it's one of the main things I do when I'm out on the road. One night anyway. But I plan to maybe have a few lessons on Wednesday night. And I'm going to focus on the people in the Bible that received their healing. And tonight, we're going to focus on a woman with issue of blood. That's one of my, any of them that's been on the crusades with me know that's one of my favorite scriptures to preach healing from, is a woman with issue of blood. But I want us to, as I do these, I want you to put yourself in those people's shoes. I want you to see yourself the way that person was, and especially if you need healing, because I think it will help you. Now, you know, you look at these Bible characters sometimes and you think, oh man, that was really great. But do we really look at the mechanics of how they got healed? Come on now. Some of you look at me sort of funny. All right, let's look at Mark 5, and you know where it is, Mark 5, 25. Now there was a certain woman that had a flow of blood for 12 years, and had suffered many things and many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment, for she said, "If I only may touch his clothes, I shall be made well." Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" But his disciples said, "You see this multitude thronging you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, told, knowing what was happened in her, came and fell down before him and told him the story we just read. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." Now, this shows us a lady that is in dire straits. Actually, the way we say it sometimes, she was at her wit's end. Anybody know? Anybody understand what I'm saying to you? I mean, she was at the end of the road. There wasn't nowhere else to go. You know, this is a picture that she'd done everything, and now she comes to Jesus. But now I want you to notice something about this lady. It said that she'd been hemorrhaging for 12 years. That's what one of the translations says that. I think it's the American Standard that says that. And, you know, I mean, like I got this on my hand. I was playing with my dog last night, and her teeth hit my hand, and just sort of made a three-corner tear on it. I was just playing with her, you know how you do that. And man, that thing started bleeding, and I'd already gotten to bed, and she was there, and I was playing with her, and she hit it. So I had to get up and put Band-Aids on everything and stop the bleeding. And I was thinking about this. I mean, how many of you ever had a bloody nose? Now imagine hemorrhaging for 12 years. That's not a very good thing to think about, huh? And then besides that, we know that the life is in the blood. And when you lose blood, you lose strength. You lose your ability to function. Is that not, how many medical people I got here? Any guy got any of my medical people here? Is that not correct? When you lose blood, you lose your strength. And if you lose too much blood, you can't move around. In fact, you'll even, if your blood count gets too low, you'll die. But 12 years this lady had put up with this. Now, it says here in the God's Word translation, suffering from chronic bleeding for 12 years. The Message version says, suffered a condition of hemorrhaging for 12 years. The New Living Translation says, suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding. Now, evidently, from what the word says here, that she had gone to all the medical places to go to. And in fact, it says that she had exhausted all her finances. Now, I don't think that it would be important to say that she had exhausted all her finances or spent all that she had unless she had had quite a bit to spend. Why even mention it, right? And now, her physical condition is one situation. But now, remember, she is living under the Mosaic law. And therefore, she, in the Voice translation, it says that she had suffered continuous bleeding for 12 years, bleeding that made her, now here it is, ritually unclean and an outcast according to the law. Now, here, William Barclay, in his Barclay's Daily Study Bible series, William Barclay was a minister many years ago in over in the British Isles area, and he had some pretty good things. He says here that the trouble that not only did this affect this woman's health, it also rendered her continuously unclean, shut her off from worship of God and the fellowship of friends. And that's exactly, you go read in Exodus. Now, sometimes some people say, well, she went to Jesus as a last resort. No, I think if you read it in context there, it says she had went to all this. And then after that, it tells about her going to the doctor. And it says, when she heard of Jesus. So I think that she hadn't even heard about it before. You know, those of us who already know about healing, we don't have to wait until we in dire straits, reach into a road. We can go the minute symptoms come. We should immediately. I know just the other day, my throat started, you know, and I caught myself going, and I immediately said, no. No. Not going to do this. Not going to put this on me. Come on now. Sometimes when the first little symptom shows up, we don't pay much attention to it. We don't pay any attention until flu grabs us and throws us down on the bed. Then we start, oh, Lord. Hey, at the first symptom, put the word on it. Hello? Now, it says here in verse 27, when she heard of Jesus, when she heard. That sort of reminds me of something. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. What was Jesus? The living word. When she heard of Jesus. That's interesting. I think that caused faith to come into her heart. Now, what did she hear? Evidently, she had to hear that he was healing people. Because you're not going to say, if I can touch his clothes, I'll be whole. Unless, probably, she heard what Peter said down at Cornelius' house in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. If you don't have any other scriptures, we got more. That one scripture right there tells you that sickness is from the devil. Right there. Now, that she had to hear that. Now, as we begin to look at this, we begin to get a picture of her. Where she heard it, I don't know. I don't even know where she was. I know she was not out in the general public, because the Mosaic law says that she is not supposed to be there. And if she even gets close to somebody, she's supposed to yell out unclean. Right? So I always picture her. This is just me. Okay. It's not Bible. It's not some commentary. It's Hagin commentary. Mine. I wrote it. I've just always pictured her in her house. I've always pictured the sun shining outside, but it's dark in that room, because with every beat of her heart, with every breath she draws, she don't know whether it's going to be her last or not. She's in a bad situation, but she heard the word. And she said, if I can touch his clothes, I'll be whole. Why she said that, I have no idea. The Bible doesn't tell us. Okay? But I want to stop here for just a moment. That became her point of contact, her point of releasing her faith. See, many people, they want to get healed, but there's never a point that they actually say, this is it. See, she said, when I touch him, that's it. That statement activated, and when she touched him, it activated, the faith activated the power. Now, you see, I already talked about it. Her condition didn't allow her to be out in public. Now, let's look at something else here. She was living under the old covenant, right? Right? And in Leviticus there, where it tells us all about all the rules and regulations, if she got a blood disease, she knows we'll be out. But then we go back here in Exodus 15:26, and it said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight and give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I brought on Egyptians, for I'm the Lord that heals you. Yeah. Now what should have, what I'm thinking here should have happened, the religious leaders in the synagogue, they should have been teaching people that the covenant that they have, because healing is a part of the covenant. It's part of the Mosaic covenant. It's part of the Abrahamic covenant. You can study all the covenants. There's a whole bunch of them. It's a part of the covenant. They evidently weren't teaching it, or nobody was getting healed, so nobody knew anything about it. It's like a lot of things that we have today. There's a lot of people that ascribe to something and sign their name to it, but when it actually starts happening in the service, they say, wait a minute. Come on now, don't look at me like it's true. You know, they believe in the moving of the Spirit and so forth and so on, but when it starts happening, they draw back. Wait a minute. Oh, what? I didn't sign on for this. Come on. How many know what I'm talking about? And in all probability, she should have been taught her covenant rights. I think David Ingalls got a song he sang, Covenant Rights. Anybody know that song? Yeah, that's a good one. You know, the younger ones, y'all listen to other music, but that's my kind of music. And let me say this. Old heads, don't get down on the young people because they like a certain type of music. Because if it's the Christian music, that's what's ministering to them. You like the kind, there's a whole bunch of you that got into the charismatic move back in the late 70s and the 80s. And when you hear that music, does something. I mean, come on, let me see your hand. See, I grew up with country gospel and quartet music, and I really like it. That's what I listen to. That's what fuels me. Do you understand that all of us have a certain type of religious music we like? Some people like the hymns, and they are all right. I like them okay. I know most of them too. But see, we need to learn to let each individual, and this is off the subject, but each individual needs to be able to worship God as they feel like they need to worship God. Now, we got young people over here, and I got two of them over there, two teenagers over there now. And they listen to some of that Christian rap stuff. I can't even understand it. Anybody with me? But, hey, if that's what helps them, then hey, okay. They don't like our old music, but we all, as together, as a congregation, we need to have generational cohesion where we accept one another's music and flow with it when it's there. Okay, we'll worship with you. You worship with us. Come on. Amen. Hello. That's just good pastoral teaching. I'm back on the subject now. Now, here she is, sick, afflicted. And it says, when she came to Jesus, evidently she had to go find him. Come on. You know, what this woman did, we all can do. Jesus was the living word, but we have the written word that we can go to, and we can touch. Come on. Now, here she is. She went and found Jesus. I assume that she had to go looking for him because the Bible doesn't tell us that she knew where he was. It just says there, it says that if I can touch his clothes, if I don't know, when she heard of Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd. Well, I know she wasn't in the crowd when she heard about him. Okay. Now, Amplified version of 5:28 goes right along with Mark 11:23. It Amplified version, it says, "For she kept saying, if I can touch his garment, I shall be restored to health." Kept saying. How many times have you heard me say it? Many of you have heard my dad preach it. Say it. Say it. Say it till you see it. I got a message I preach on that. I hadn't preached it in a long time. Maybe I'll pull it back out and preach it to you guys. Y'all probably forgot it. Now, her continuous confession enabled her to get her healing. I've heard my dad say it. I mean, I can't remember, you know. I mean, I was born one Sunday and I was in his church the next Sunday, and I was there with him all those years until he went on to be with the Lord, you know. From the time I was born till, how old was I in 2003? You're my math, huh? You don't know. Anyway, ever how many years that was. And I heard him tell people, some of you will remember hearing him tell people, "See yourself healed." Anybody ever said it? Yes. See yourself healed. I know he told one guy one time, he said, because he used to do back in when he was in the churches years ago, back in the 50s, he would have healing service on Tuesday night and Tuesday night and Friday nights. And he would tell people, he'd say, you keep saying, when hands are laid on me Friday night, I'll be healed. And he told him, keep saying it. He told him, say it as many times as good. It says here, she continually said. See, our confession either leads us into God and the things of God are away from him. Now, Dad said this in his book, In Him, on page 1. A spiritual law that too few of us realize is our confession rules us. Any of you got that little book, In Him? If you don't, go in the bookstore and get one. It's on page 1. That statement is. Now, without her continuously saying, if I can touch his clothes, I shall be well, I don't know whether she'd have made it or not. She had to find Jesus. It was her, that confession kept her going. If I can touch his, she heard he was healing people. If I can get to him, if I can touch him, I'll be healed. But now, you see, it says that when she got there, there was a crowd. And the Bible says throng, crowd. What do you think of when you hear that word throng? 12 people? 500? I think 500,000 people. That's what I think. I don't know. I may be wrong. I don't know how many people they were. Okay? I do know this, that he had large crowds. Now, it says that she went and found Jesus. She didn't stay home and saying, come by here. She got up and went. You see, we need to realize that healing is always available. It's there. We got to go get it. Hello? Now, it says that when she touched him, his garment, that he stopped and said, who touched me? And his disciples thought that that was an unusual statement with the crowd that was around him. They said, look at this crowd. And you said, who touched me? You ever been in a crowd of people? How many times did you get bumped into accidentally? Huh? And then you ever been in a crowd of people where there was some famous person like me? But I say that in jest, but there have been many times that people reached out and touched me on the shoulder just to be touching me. And I've had people come up when I used to be was a teenager, 16, 17, working with Dad. People used to come up and say, can I touch you? I'm serious. I said, why? But now, his disciples said, look at this crowd. I mean, in a crowd of people where somebody famous, people are always trying to, they'll reach out and touch them. You know. I mean, years and years ago, some of y'all might remember, they had it in the paper, they showed people, they were up against that chain link fence at the airport. This was many years ago, before 9/11. And so people were up against the fence and they had their fingers sticking through the chain link fence, and the president was there, and as he's walking by, he's just reaching out and he's just touching their hands as he went by, you know. And it showed pictures of people, they were so pushed by the other people that their faces were up against that chain link fence, you know. But they had their fingers sticking through that chain link fence just so the president could touch them. That's going to make them a great politician because he touched them. You know, I've been in many pro football games and basketball games, and I was in Dallas when the Cowboys started, and I've been a fan ever. You know, you got people that are just fans when they're winning. I've been a fan since they started in the 60s, and I've been with them, and I'll stay with them. Win, lose, draw, bad, not good. Some of you Cub fans have been that way for years. But you finally did get to the mountaintop. I pulled for you too when you did. But I mean, you know, I've been there, and when Michael Irvin and Emmitt Smith, and in fact, I had the opportunity of doing the chapel for the Cowboys with when Michael Irvin and Smith and Aikman was all there. I had Deion Sanders, and I had a chance to do a chapel for them on a Saturday before they played the Cardinals years ago. I was out there to do a meeting, and they invited me, and I got there, and Lynette and Craig and I, we sat and we talked to Emmitt Smith for about 20 minutes about spiritual things, you know. But I've been there, and I've watched people almost fall out of the stands reaching down to have one of them slap their hand as they go by so that'll make them a good football player. Now, but see, when she touched him, something happened that didn't happen with any other touch. He said power went out of him. Amen. That anointed healing power. See, the touch of faith will always activate that power. Right. Now, he responded to her in a funny way. He said power went out of him, but he responded to her, "Your faith made you well." What? I thought it was his power. Well, his power had something to do with it, but it was her faith that activated that power. You see, that's what we got to get a hold of. See, faith is the trigger that released the power of God when she touched his garment. You know, now, here, as we look at this and break this down, anybody getting anything out of this? As we break this down, we can use this for healing or anything we need, but specifically tonight we're talking about healing. See, you don't have to wait for a special meeting. You don't have to wait for a special healing service. You can get it at home by yourself. But let's look at some things. See, what did she hear? She heard about Jesus, the living word. We have to hear to have faith. Hear the word. Now, according to what Amplified says, she had a continual confession that she'd be healed according to what she said. When she heard of Jesus, she heard the word, the living word. We've got the written word. She continued to say, "When I touch his clothes, I'll be made whole." Okay? Now, as we begin to look at this, I think sometimes people argue against the, you know, some things here in the Bible. Oh, well, no, wait a minute. You need to take another look at this. No, you need to take another look at it. I don't know how many people try to talk you out of getting what God said belongs to you. They do it all the time. She heard about Jesus. She kept saying, "If I can touch his clothes." Now, she pushed her way through the crowd and past every obstacle to get to Jesus. Now, why did I say that? Well, evidently, Jesus was in the middle of the crowd somewhere, and she didn't automatically just get in the middle of the crowd. She had to push her way in there. Now, then past every obstacle, when she got to that crowd, the red lights and the bell started ringing in her head. You are breaking the law. The law. That's what she lived under. She was going to break religious tradition to get into the crowd. Some of you had to break religious tradition to get to where you are with God today. Because where you come from, they didn't want you to have nothing to do with them charismatic people. Anybody there? Or them faith people? Hello? Now, she had to push past all of that. She had to throw that aside. I'm sure the enemy, just like he does, I'm sure he was pounding her mind. You oughtn't to be doing this. You're going to get in trouble. If the rabbi hears about it, you're going to get excommunicated. Come on. But she pushed away anyway. And finally, she touched Jesus. She touched his garment. Now, these four things led to her receiving her healing. Hearing, saying, not allowing any obstacle to keep her from receiving. And she touched him. She pushed aside everything that would keep her from receiving and connected with the power of God. You see, we already know all these truths. Most of you know that's just a simple message I've taught tonight. But if you're going to receive healing, first of all, you got to know from the Word of God that healing's for you. Secondly, you got to believe it and say, I'm going to receive my healing. My faith will activate the power of God when hands are laid on me. And then, you know, Dad has a sermon that he preached years and years and years ago. I picked it up as a junior in high school, wrote a theme about it, I preached it back when I was a teenager from Mark 5. Say it, do it. Say it, believe it, do it, receive it. That was his 4 points. The Lord gave it to him, and he was praying, and the Lord, and he wrote them down. And somebody said, "Oh, you plagiarized." I said, "No, I didn't." I said, "That's Kenneth Hagin's material, and I'm Kenneth Hagin." But see, say it, do it. Believe it, receive it. How many of you need healing tonight? Hold up your hand. You need healing. How many of you are ready to say, when hands are laid on me, the power of God will heal me? Not just say it because I said it, but you believe it. How many of you are ready to receive right now? If you are, get up and get out here and on this line. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm not going to beg you to get down here. You know, sometimes people stand and they wait. No, just leave it there. Sometimes people wait till they see if anything's happening. If you're going to wait to see if anything's happening, you don't believe it. You're going to wait and see if the power of God is here. Just because somebody falls doesn't mean that the power of God's here any stronger than it is if they don't fall. Come on now. Hallelujah. Y'all stand up. Y'all been sitting a while. Did y'all get anything out of this tonight? How many of y'all in this line are ready to receive your healing right now? Right now, you're ready. Hallelujah. Get ready to receive. Take it. The power of God's in this place. Be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name.
receive. You didn't have receive. Receive. Come on. Some of you are not receiving. Take it. Take it. Come on. You don't have to fall. Just take it. I can feel the power when it goes. Receive. Receive. That's it. Take it. There you go. Receive it. Receive it. Hallelujah. Receive in Jesus' name. Receive in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Jesus' name. Receive. There you go. Receive. There you go. Receive. That's it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Take it. Say, I receive it. It's mine. I take it now. Thank you, Jesus.
Now reach my hands.
Thank you, Jesus.
Trust in you. I reach my hand.
I
reach my hand.
Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Receive in Jesus' name. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive in Jesus' name. There you go. That's it. Receive.
Trust in you.
Receive. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Receive. Receive. Receive in Jesus' name. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive in Jesus' name. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive. There you go. Receive in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Did I get everybody? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I think I got a cloth here I need to pray for. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Reach hands out toward. Father, I thank you right now for this shunt surgery, that it will go perfect with no malfunctions. I thank you that there will be a quick recovery and no complications, no infections. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Now, some of y'all thought because somebody didn't fall, they didn't get it. And somebody did fall, they got it. That's not necessarily so. Okay? That's not necessarily so. It's whether they the switch of faith and they received it. Several years ago, well, actually, when I, in 1970... Seven. I'd been preaching since I was 18. That would have been 58. 77, I prayed for the sick, just like the Bible says. They lay hand, believers lay hand on the sick and they shall recover. But that night, Fort Worth, Texas, I preached a message called Commanding Power. I think there's a little book back there that's got that message in it. And the Lord, before service, we were ministering. The Faith Creation old team I had with me, I was on one end of the prayer room, they was on the other, and the Lord began to speak to me and said, I'm going to use you in with gifts of healings tonight. I'm giving you that. That's a special, go read it, 1 Corinthians 12. And almost at the same time, one of the boys on the other end began to speak out. He turned toward me and began to, and he said every word that the Holy Spirit had just said to me verbatim except one word. And I went out that night and did that. And from then on, I prayed with the anointing. Whenever I get, I prepare a little differently for a healing service than I do at other services. And so then we went along for, and then by, I don't know, Dad had turned the healing services over to me at camp meeting on Friday night. Oh, I don't know, several years before he went. And, we'd pray, and the Lord told Annette and I to minister together. And then somewhere in the mid-90s, I was getting ready for the healing service, and I began to feel this in my hand, this burning. And I asked the Lord what it was, and he said, that's that healing anointing. It's been there all the time, but I'm just letting you feel it now. And he said, when you lay hands on people, if they got the switch of faith turned off, it'll go into them. And I feel the people that they'll stiffen, and when they do, it comes right back. But people just relax and take it, whether they fall or not. You see, that's the healing power. Sometimes we get a little, I don't know, apprehensive when we feel something different that we don't understand. You know, sometimes lay hand. It's so funny. I've been in my meetings, and Lynette will tell you, and so can Rich. We'll be praying for people in the healing line, and there'll be people there that don't know nothing about. You know, they're not from our crowd, and I put my hand on them, and they'll holler and fall backwards and jump and everything. And afterwards, they say, "Man, what was that?" I said, "Man." And in fact, one lady, I remember it very. I got my hand about that close to her, and it popped. I heard it pop, and it just shot. It hit her right on the forehead. She went backwards like she'd been hit by something. But you see, that healing power, that power is tangible. Jesus felt that power go out of his garment. Now somebody said, well, he was the Son of God. Yeah, but he was operating as a son of man. See, God wouldn't have had to anoint him if he was operating in his deity power. He was operating, and he was anointed just like we can be anointed with the power. I'm doing a little explanation. So, hey, you that felt that power, hey, take it. Keep saying. On Wednesday night, January the 3rd, 2018, the power of God went into my body to affect the healing and the cure. And you keep saying it. I believe that the power of God's working in my body to affect the healing and the cure. You keep saying it till it happens. Amen. Anybody that I prayed for here, you can check yourself right now, and you know that the condition is you're healed. Raise your hand. Wave at me. Anybody know it right now? There's a hand right there. What was it? Been having pain and arthritis in your hands? And it hurt when you move? What about now?
I can do some
flip-flops. All right. Praise the Lord. Her hands, arthritis and the joints in her hands. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God. There are probably other testimonies, but you know, now some people are healed instantly in the Bible. But now you're going to see that some people were healed as they went. Right? And some people begin to amend from that hour. That means they just got better, better, better until it was all done. Okay? Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, connection team, go find our first time guests and take them to that special place to get that special gift. If you happen to be looking for a home church, what do we say, church?
Welcome home.
Welcome home. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, don't forget Sunday morning right here, 10 o'clock, be here. Hey, junior varsity people, right? Don't forget your kids are at the NRC. They had a skate night, so they went over there. So you pick them up at the NRC, okay? All right. Praise the Lord. Is there anybody here tonight that does not know Jesus as your Savior? Or you're here and you know what it is to serve God, but you're just not where you're supposed to be and you need to rededicate your life. If so, I want you just to step out in the aisle and come down here to the front right now. I want my prayer team to come. Ladies will be here and the men will be here. You come down here, pray with them, and you won't leave here like you can. Or if you need somebody to pray with you about receiving the Holy Spirit or some other thing, you come right here and they'll pray with you right now. Amen. If you need healing, we already taken care of that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. All right. Shake hands with somebody and we'll see you Sunday right here. And we're going to be doing a few of these healing deals for a few Wednesday nights. So if you know people that need healing, get them here. God bless.